Kinda play.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Bagel Mic, powered by Student Voice, where students lead the way. We're students from Winnebago Public School, broadcasting from the Winnebago Native American Reservation in Winnebago, Nebraska. This podcast is created by us for the world. Today's episode is about whole chunk celebrations. Before we begin, we want to share some things we're thankful for. I'm thankful for my family.
I'm thankful for eyes.
I'm thankful for my mom.
I'm thankful for power.
I'm thankful for whole chunk culture.
Now let's get into it. Once again, the topic we are talking about is whole chunk celebrations.
And the specific whole chunk celebration we're talking about is powwows.
Okay. Cade, do you dance in powwows?
No, I sing though.
What songs do you sing?
Powwow songs?
I got a good question.
What is it?
Which one is your favorite song of singing? Tell us.
Of course.
Probably Laura Bagel.
What's the other one? Okay.
More songs.
Sean. Wait, what kind of dances do you dance?
Woodland.
Woodland?
What's your favorite?
What's your favorite dance? Style.
Powwow.
No, like, what kind of favorite dances, like, fancy or woodland?
Woodland.
Okay.
Scene. Sunia.
Huh?
Do you dance in powwows, or do you sing around the...
the drum?
Yeah, do you sing around the drum or no?
Not with drumsticks or anything.
Do you sing around that, or do you just dance?
I just dance.
Okay. Which one do you do? Fancy Shaw? Or jingle?
Jingle dance. Jingle dance. Jingle dance.
Okay. What was your favorite part of dancing and about jingle dressing?
Okay. Just jingle dress. No, like, what's your favorite part of, like,
branding it?
Yeah.
The dance or your bells?
Or to get paid?
The bell?
The bells?
For me, I like to do it because obviously I get paid, but I don't do what I am.
Can you pay for one dance with the shoot?
That's pretty fun.
You got food at the singing center.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I get paid for singing.
How much did you do?
Probably like last time I got paid, I was like 100.
Oh, what do you buy with the money you bet?
Snacks and something I need for winter.
That's cool. I forgot gears. Come on, no.
Let's see. For me, when I used to get paid from doing jingle dressing, I would just like save my money, and then when I get more money, I would always try to take my mom and my sisters out to eat. Same for my mom. Made most of the money, so she shared with me. So I always try to get food for us every time we get out of town. Yeah.
Okay.
How else? What's your favorite food to eat?
Ooh, let's see.
Walking taco.
What was my favorite?
The thing is,
sorry, bread.
When I first heard about walking tacos out there, I was with my grandma and we were going up to the stand, and she was like, "You want a walking taco?" And I was like, "Tacos." I don't know why they call it walking taco
in the bag.
This has to be.
What I read?
And cheese fries.
Cheese fry?
What's very good? What about you, Sydney? What's your favorite food? Like walking tacos, fried bread.
And then burgers.
Yeah,
and burgers.
Or
and then dogs.
Yeah, or cheese fries.
There's also more foods.
Or some boba.
The boba's good.
Boba and cheese fries.
What about you, Sean? What's your favorite food, Sean?
A walking taco with talkie.
What about your drink? Like lemonade or like
boba?
Yeah.
Uber float.
Uber float? That's a good one.
Okay. With some vanilla Krispy Kreme?
Yeah. Those are really good.
My dad got a set of like the Rupert days, and he bought four packages like $130.
Jeez, delicious.
And then that night, my brothers ate all the Rupert boats. I only got one.
Jeez.
And I yelled, big bags. And I got four big bags of Takis because one, I was saving it for my friend's sleepover. And the other one, I was having a party. And then I was saving two of them because my stepmom, me and her were hanging out. And I came back home and I seen like a whole bunch of Taki crumbs into my brother's rooms. I'm like, did they eat most of it? And I checked, like four of the bags were empty.
Jeez.
What's your favorite style of dancing?
I really like grass dancing.
I like fancy.
But you, Lorraine, have
jingle.
What about you, Sneha?
Sing. Bass.
Fancy Shaw.
What about you, Sean?
War dance.
War dance?
Okay, what else? Wedding.
What age were you guys when Origa's were that? Or on Origa's back?
Where you guys like started to dance?
I was like 3 months or 4 months. My mom danced
with me. Even back then.
No, my mom danced with me after.
Oh, when I started when I was 3, my mom made the little jingle thing for me. And I was playing it on and she held my hand. I was just walking around. I had real chubby cheeks just like this. I was walking around like this.
Did you dance?
I don't remember when I danced, but I remember I did.
What about you, Shawnee? How old when are you starting to dance?
Since I was 3.
Bro.
That is how many people start dancing when they're not serious.
Yeah, we don't need to.
Okay. I used to dance, but now I don't.
How old were you when you started dancing?
Girl, like 5.
Fine. Okay.
4 years.
What are some stories that happened at Powwow?
Like a kid passing out because he was dancing too much.
Oh, you guys remember that grandma?
How was there?
Oh, yeah. Huh?
The thing is that I was right next to the sea. I saw the whole thing. I was like, what?
What happened? I was standing by the rail and then she had like a heat stroke and she was like sitting on the rail and like sitting on the concrete thing. She was like
leaning against it.
Yeah, and then, and then my foot was like right here, by her like thigh, and then she got a heat stroke, and then she like fell down. And some other guy came over, like mom.
I was like, oh.
And then me and Anna were there, but Ronnie was like trying to be her nosy.
I was a few feet away from her, and I was like up, and I'm pretty sure I like turned away to go get something. When I came back, she like fell, and she started having that bleeding and stuff, and I was like, oh my god. And I was there with my auntie, and they didn't know what was going on. So
and then the ambulance came.
Yeah.
Was that like 2 years ago or 1 year ago?
That was like a year ago.
Yeah, is that thing homecoming powwow?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Pretty sure. Oh, my God. So
it was scary.
I was walking around, and then this happened, and then my mom bumped into this girl in accident. She was 7 years old. And I'm like, excuse me. And then, she went like this to her, not that hard. She said, oh, I'm sorry. And then this girl fell back. She went, this girl is so dramatic. And I was like, and I didn't say anything. I'm like, oh my God, these kids. And I was walking down, cause me and her just got back from getting boba. We're all going back to our stand. And then her mom came up and she went like this and she knocked my mom's drink out of her hands. And then my mom's like, why'd you do that? And then she's like, let's take it from bumping to my knees. And she's like, I bumped in there.
Next you know, the niece ran up and pushed her and she fell.
Who?
My mom. And then my mom's like, can you please tell your kids to stop pushing people? And then and I was up on the railing because I was watching everything. When this girl wasn't looking, I went, bam! Back to her. And then this girl started crying. And then her auntie's like, why'd you do that? I'm like, how do you think I feel when your niece pushed my mom?
And then they just left.
They left? All right. What's your favorite
powwow? I like homecoming.
Me too, homecoming.
Yeah.
Especially that K-drama I started. The karma.
Oh, yeah.
I like the Macy powwow.
They do it dress ups and all.
Oh, yeah.
I think I only went down to, like, a powwow down in Macy, like, once. It was during that parade thing when my nephew was in it.
Oh, and then my second favorite powwow was the Ponca powwow. I was part of that one.
Ooh. How were you part of it?
Oh, my mom brought my regalia and I told her, am I dancing? She's like, yeah, I signed you up. And I'm like, oh my God. And then I only made $300.
Only?
Yeah.
Only?
Yeah. Only made $300.
How much, like, average? Like, what is the average?
Oh, the average is $600. And then most people get $600.
Oh my God. You 100? Only get hit 100%.
And then my sister made about $900.
Thank God.
My sister made $100, $900. Aria did.
Oh. Yeah.
Aria, my cousin.
She's my sister.
Is that it?
Okay. Let's get down.
All right. Thank you for listening to the Bagel Mic. We hope our voices made you think, feel, or smile too. Remember, your voice matters and our story matters and you matter. Thank you. See you all again.
Wa-i-di-gi-nap-shana.
Jige honey chop joy.